You know, I've taken firm and very public positions on every major case from O.J. Simpson to the Clinton impeachment, but none has generated the negative attention of this one. In a spirited exchange last night with Jay Leno on The Tonight Show, I figured out why. It's that every one of us has formed an indelible image of Michael Jackson over the years. It's one forged by events as far-ranging as the defendant's plastic surgeries, to the changing skin color, to what some consider as bizarre public or private behavior. As I said to my friend Jay Leno last night, none of that is relevant to the question of whether or not he molested the boy. In this relatively short segment, Jackson talked about what's ahead for him professionally, assuming, as I do, that he beats this case.
What about movies for yourself, again?
Dorothy and Toto. What intelligent name.
You had The Wiz and some of the others, but we haven't seen you on the big screen in a while.
It's because I'll be directing myself. I love directing. I love creativity. And I think when an artist steps forward with a production of some type, if he can express himself the way he sees it should be done, I mean, I feel it and I see it. I'm a visionary. So, if I can give that, I do. And that's what I love to do with music, with film, with dance, with the... I love the arts.
And do you think art has a role in real life? And I'm specifically referring to this record and Tsunami Relief.
Yeah.
You're doing this song for Tsunami Relief. Tell us the moment you recognized that this disaster was so extraordinary.
I saw it the day after... after Christmas, and as the numbers kept building and escalating, it just became phenomenal, and not even I could believe that it was true. I was amazed. I said, I thought I should do something. That's what God gave us talent for, to give and to help people and to give back, and so my brothers and I decided to put a song together.
Would you pick up the phone and say, hey, bros?
Yeah, Randy and myself, yeah. You say, hey, we want to do something in the studio for the tsunami victims, and let's get together. And they'll say, great, let's do it, you know, and we'll organize.
However you're back, I think people will appreciate the fact that you're back. Wouldn't you kind of exult in a world where you could concentrate on your art and your kids? And
I would love it. I mean, that's what drives me, is the medium, is the art. I love it. And that's the world I'm most comfortable in.
In Gary, Indiana, did you ever expect where your world would be as a 46-year-old man?
I never thought about it, really. I never thought about it. I knew I wanted to do something wonderful all my life and to help people. And I never really clearly thought about it when I was really little. I just sang and danced and didn't understand why people were applauding and clapping and screaming. And you really don't. You don't know what, why.
When you grow up like that on stage, when do you get it? When do you understand where you fit into society?
I think it takes longer when you get older. You start to have a more rounded personality and your brain starts to grow. You start reasoning and understanding more things and researching. You know, that's how it happened for me.
Isn't it nice to have a conversation on television where people can hear you just being ordinary, normal, reasonable?
I'm like that all the time. I'm just being myself. God bless you. Thank you.
At a certain point, Michael Jackson and the brothers Jackson kind of separated artistically. Is this a moment in your life where you're coming back together? Obviously, you'll continue your solo career, but what's the big plan? What's the big picture at this stage in your life? What has been left unachieved? What would you like to do?
There are a lot of surprises. Film. I love film.
What else?
Well, it's not just so much film, but it's innovating it and pioneering it. Taking the medium to a new place.
I think we should just beat it.
Just come worrying and just follow me.
I got this. This girl is dangerous.
You're not talking about music videos now.
No.
Something else.
Because I use the music video medium as a short film medium to take me to the next level. And I'm having a lot of fun, you know?
Oh, you are.
Bing bang.
In the upcoming segment, Michael talks about his dad and the future of his music.
I think all these guys just put a lot of things in their magazines in order to sell the magazine.
I have no doubt that there is a commercial motivation,
yeah.
Some of it. But is all this stuff just smoke? There's no fire there?
That's smoke. You can see the smoke. Just observe the person. That's all.
Welcome back. This segment begins with Michael's assessment of where he fits in the current music scene. What?
Do you ever look back and contemplate, my goodness, Thriller is the biggest selling musical performance ever? Do you ever, get your arms around that?
I think about it sometimes, but I try not to think about it too hard because I don't want my subconscious mind to think, but I've done it all, you know, you're done now, and no, there's so much, that's why I don't put awards or trophies in my house. You won't find a gold record anywhere in my house, because it makes you feel you've accomplished. Like, look what I've done. But I always want to feel, no, I haven't done it yet.